A lot of times when we think about the Christmas story, we think about the beauty and wonder, and we see those cute, clean little lammies around the manger with the clean hay. How many of you have ever lived or grown up or been to a farm? What does an animal stall smell like? The point is, the Savior of the entire world came despite what was going on in the rest of the world. And so I'd ask you, not as a downer, but as a thought, to consider the difficulties around our world. Not a mile away are hungry, homeless, helpless people. People waiting to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. So let me ask you to spend just a few seconds to consider two things. One, to consider the situations in your life that are asking for a solution, for love, for hope. And then also consider the goodness in your life brought about by your faith and the love of Jesus Christ. Go to God for a few moments in prayer. Dear Lord, we would ask you to help us to recognize that through the murkiness of commercialism all around us, truly the greatest gift that we've ever gotten, that we will ever get, is the love and promise of Jesus the Christ. Hear us now, Lord, as we raise our voices to recommit ourselves to following you. In the words our Savior taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.